In today's Mishnah, we're in the 5th and 6th Mishnah, the 7th Perek Masech, the Git, and the Mishnah begins. The husband gives his wife a get, but he puts a tenai of condition in it. In this first case, he says, you're divorced from now on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Mishnah says, that she would be divorced now, I mean the time she received the get, if she indeed fulfills the condition. And that's even if the get was torn up or lost prior to the condition being fulfilled, she doesn't need another get. She would already be considered divorced. So that we're learning in this Mishnah the concept of almanat, meaning the concept of having a tenai within a get. So Mishnah continues. Almanat, if he says you are divorced, on condition chitni li, you give me 200 zuz mikan v'ad shloshim yom, you give me 200 zuz from now up until 30 days, I mean he's got 30 days to give it to me. Mishnah says, "Im natna lo b'toch shloshim." If she does indeed give him the money within 30 days, then megureshet, then she would be divorced because the tenai, this condition has been fulfilled. However, im lav, meaning if she's late, we say einu megureshet, then she's not divorced. What's the novelty of the Mishnah? It seems to be quite clear. If that's a condition of the get, that's a condition of the get. Here Kati explains that we don't say that he gave her this 30-day limit in order to speed her up, and he's not really concerned with the timing as long as he gets the money. So Mishnah says, no. That was a condition of the get. If those conditions aren't met within the time that was sent, then it's not considered a get. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So here, what we're missing here, the Mishnah Chisur Machasra, meaning we have Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in this case disagrees with the Chachamim in a particular case. And that's, for example, if he says, your divorcing condition, you give me this itzliti, this nice cloak. The question is, if that is lost, is there still a way to fulfill the tenai? According to Chachamim, well, it's not a get. The tenai cannot be fulfilled. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that actually she can simply give him the money, I mean the value of that, say it's lit, and that would be sufficient. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Masa bet Sayedan. There's an incident inside him, Bechad Shamad Ishto, where we had that exact incident, he says. Shamad Ishto. He says, Harei ze gitech almanah shetitni li itzliti. That I'm giving you this get on condition, you give me this long cloak. Va'avad itzlito, and his long coat was actually lost. So, again, we've said according to Chachamim, or if she can't give it to him, the tenai is not fulfilled. However, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Tnu lo et dameha, it will be sufficient as long as she gives him the value of his coat. Let's now learn Mishnah Vav. Harei ze gitech, almanat shetashamshi et abba. So he says to his wife, this is your get on condition you attend to my father, you assist him. Or he says, almanat, on condition sheteiniki et beni, that you feed my young child, my baby child. The Gemara here explains that in order to fulfill the tenai, since there was no time limit given, it would be sufficient to do so for one day. She just simply attends and assists his father for one day, or she feeds his son for one day. The question is, there's got to be a time period, meaning to what age is it considered a menik, that a mother's feeding a child in that fashion? So the Mishnah says, Kamihim menikato, according to the first opinion, Shtei Shanim, that's within 2 years when the child's still under the age of two. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmona Asar Chodesh, as long as it's within 18 months of birth, that would be considered as if she's menik, his son. Mishnah, however, continues, Met HaBen or Shemet HaAv, if the son or the father passes away, in either of the cases where that was the tenai, that she feeds the son or attends to the father, Mishnah says, Harei ze get. Then the get is still considered valid. The reason is because we don't assume that the husband was just making these conditions to be cruel to his soon-to-be ex-wife, but rather because he was getting some sort of benefit from it, meaning he wanted her to attend to the father or feed the son. However, if the father or son is no longer in the picture, if he knew they were not going to be in the picture, he wouldn't have made that as one of the conditions. Therefore, we say, despite the fact she hasn't done that, harei ze get, it's still a get. However, if he says, Harei ze gitech, this is your get, almanat shetashamshi et abba shtei shanim. If he now says, this is your get on condition you attend to my father for 2 years, or almanat shetaniki et beni shtei shanim, and now he's given a time period for this condition, that you feed my son for 2 years. So therefore, she would only be divorced once that condition is fulfilled. And then Mishnah says, met haben or shemet av. In this situation, since he's given a time period, and the father or the son passes away, or sha'amar, or the father says, i'if she'shasham sheni. The father says, look, I don't need her, I don't want her to look after me, to attend to me, but he says so, shalo b'hakbada, meaning it's simply he doesn't want it, not because they have a bad relation, not because he's angry at his ex-daughter-in-law, he simply doesn't want it. The fault's nothing got to do with her. Nonetheless, we say anal get, it's not a get. Why? Because here the tnai, the explicit time with this time period, has not been fulfilled. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, kazeh get. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, in this situation, for example, if the father said, look, I don't need her, I don't want her to look after me, then that's a get. And that would be also the case if the father or son died. Because why? Because klal amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Because this is the rule, the principle that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel sets out, that in the situation of a tnai, kol akava she'eina hemena, anything that prevents the tnai, the condition from being fulfilled, that is nothing to do with her, that's completely not her fault, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, hari ze get, that is considered a get. Interestingly, though, the Batanuri says, halach is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. You know, like Chachamim, that if the tnai is not fulfilled, even if it was out of her control, then we say that it would not be a get until the tnai is fully fulfilled. Those are Mishnah today.